Yeah, Neville here. It's Sunday, August the 2nd, 2009. And these are just some thoughts about podcast recorders. A question that my podcasting partner, Shel Holtz, and I were asked a week or two back, actually. And Shel replied, I just noticed that I never did add my thoughts to the email thread that didn't develop. So I thought, okay, let's just record something. Seems quite apt. Not much to add in terms of the devices Shell mentioned. He's very keen on the Marantz PMD620, which he's got. Built-in speakers, incredibly clear digital display, so Shell operates on AA batteries, which means you never have to worry about needing to recharge it if it runs out of juice. The one I use is the M-Audio MicroTrack 2496. That's an old model, been superseded by the MicroTrack 2, which offers basically the same with some additional functionality. This one has a rechargeable lithium-ion battery. So unlike the Marantz, if the battery runs out and you're not near a power supply, you've had it, you can't whip in, you know, replacement batteries. That seems to be an issue for lots of people. Personally speaking, I've never had an issue like that. I did have an issue with the device itself a while back, replaced under warranty, but that can happen with anything. So it hasn't diminished my appeal for the what I think of the device. I think it's excellent. I use it a lot, and it does come with a separate condenser microphone that you plug into a slot as a stereo mic, which is fine for a handheld conversation. What I tend to do though, when I'm out, if I'm interviewing somebody, for instance, it's got two jacks to plug in. Professional microphones, which I do, including Phantom Power, if you have that. Overkill for most people. For most podcasters, the built-in mic, which I've been using it like that for some years, is perfectly adequate. So the Marantz PMD620, the MicroTrack 2 from M-Audio are two devices. There are lots of others on the market too, but these are the two that Shell and I talk about a lot. I want to add to this, though, with two things. One is that something I've done, if I'm out on the road, as it were, interviewing someone, let's say, I'll often plug in the microphone directly into the laptop and record directly into Adobe Audition, which is where the recording from a portable device is going to end up anyway for editing and slicing and dicing as appropriate. I could do that, although to be totally portable, one of these is clearly the way to go. What I tend to do usually as well, because of the recording, the rechargeable mic, is plug in the MicroTrack to a power source if one's available. So that's what I do. You know, it works fine for me. The other thing that I wanted to mention too, an option, because I've been using this and it really is good, which is if you have an iPhone, that can be all you need as a portable podcast recording device. So for instance, I'm recording this audio into the iPhone using Audio Boo, which is a service that records the audio and then publishes it. And I know one individual, Brian Person, in the US, who does a daily podcast called, well, appropriately enough, The Daily Boo, using his iPhone and the Audio Boo service. That's it. You don't require any other equipment. There's another service, iPadio, based in the UK, like Audio Boo, which recently launched an iPhone version, just like Audio Boo in the sense of, from a user point of view, what you have to do. Two very good services. There are others too, which I tend to use too, on the iPhone. Griffin iTalk, a recording app that records audio onto your device. You then can copy it over to your computer using a desktop app from Griffin as well. There's also Easy Recorder. This is an interesting one, an audio recording app on your iPhone that lets you share the recordings via a local web server. That means that typically it's a 192.168.2 something address with a port number. That as long as the app's running after you've recorded, others who you give that address to can listen to the recording. That I can see uses for that. Very limited, clearly. You certainly don't have that on the public internet. So lots of interesting options for devices. The Marantz and the MicroTrack are two of the best choices. iPhone is definitely a feasible choice to consider, and if I was doing more of this out on the road, I would even consider just taking the iPhone along. I've done that a couple of times, and it can be pretty good. Depends, amongst many things, what you want to achieve. Anyway, some thoughts for the moment.